We appreciate the fact that you're here tonight. I'm thankful that we're taking a little time to have this service this evening. Amidst activities, I'm sure, in most of our families that have to do with family activities. Over the last few weeks, the elders have talked about what we ought to do. There was some discussion maybe of changing the time, having the service earlier, and then they decided to have it at the regular time. But then immediately, without taking a breath, they said, we want to shorten it. Can you shorten the sermon? That's always the first question. Can you shorten the sermon? And one suggested maybe we could have a 15-minute sermon, and then it was whittled to 10. And Larry McKenzie got it down to 3. And I said, Larry, if I preach 3 minutes, do you realize how much I'll be making per hour? And I got his attention on that. But the best one happened tonight. James Webb pointed out to me that if you read in our worship bulletin where it says, tonight our service will be shorter than usual, and then drop down to the subject, it says, strange, isn't it? I don't know why people kid me so much, as humble and reserved as I am, but that happens. I don't know of anything that we could do today that's more important than worshiping God. We have wonderful blessings, and I think another reason for our coming together for a service tonight is that there are so many of our families, members of our families, that are here visiting, and gives us an opportunity to see people that we probably haven't seen in a while. That's one of the fringe benefits, but the greatest blessing that we have is worshiping God. As a group of God's people, we meet regularly to worship God throughout the year. There is a sense in which today is no different from any of the other Lord's days that we will worship God and have worshiped God throughout the year. As I mentioned this morning, this year is a bit unusual in that we have 53 Sundays. One of our elders mentioned in talking about our fifth Sunday next week that we have 5 fifth Sundays this year. This year is a bit unusual in that. We will have had an opportunity to come together on 53 different Sundays when this year is over. Next Sunday will be the last day of the year and will be that 53rd Sunday. As I thought about tonight and the general area of thinking that's going on at this time, I decided to base my remarks around a poem that I received in the last few days. This poem is taken out of a general religious magazine. It's not written by members of the church. And it has one statement in it that is not according to the Bible, and talking about Jesus coming to set up his kingdom again, and I'm going to change the word when I get to that. But I want you to listen to it. The title of it is the title that I gave the lesson. Strange, isn't it? That men still today honor his birth but reject his way. Born in a stall, borrowed his grave, parents, poor peasants, his life he gave. No book he wrote, no army commanded, no senate addressed, no throne he demanded. Strange, isn't it, that men still today honor his birth but reject his way. Stranger still how men can ignore the fact that their sins this humble one bore. Sinless and perfect, the lone Son of God, leaving his glory this earth he trod, bearing the shame of so humble a birth, nailed to the sky he expired on earth, rising in glory, power, and might, promising hope, redemption, and light. Strangest of all, he's coming again, this same lowly Jesus, rejected of men, coming in power and glory to reign, coming to receive his kingdom again, coming to meet his chosen bride, the church he redeemed to be at his side. Strange, isn't it, that men still today honor his birth but reject his way. It is a bit strange when you stop and think about it, of how so many people want to honor the birth of Jesus and then forget him in their lives and forget him as the way. In John 14 and verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's in the same chapter where David read verse 15 and verse 23, where Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if a man loves me, he will keep my words. As I said this morning, I'm so thankful that people talk about Jesus anytime. The name of Jesus, as we just sang, is such a wonderful name when it's on the tip of our tongues. But isn't it strange that so many people honor his birth and reject his way? It seems to me that in general there are those who will honor his birth but reject his way of salvation. If you took only the red letter words in a red letter Bible and read nothing else, you could learn the plan of salvation. You would find in those red letter words the words of Jesus, his emphasis upon faith, his commandment to repent, his promise that if we confess him, he will confess us, and his teaching concerning the need of baptism along with belief in order to be saved, in passages such as Mark 16, 15, and 16. You would find Jesus not only describing the new birth, instead of emphasizing his own birth, but telling us that each one of us must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. Strange, isn't it, that people will honor his birth and reject his way? This idea applies also when we come to the subject of worship. Among the five areas of worship that we do on the Lord's Day is the observance of the Lord's Supper, which, by the way, by commandment, is set up in the Bible to be remembered. And yet the majority of people who will honor his birth will only once in a while remember his death in the way that he designated. Most of the religious world today will not observe the Lord's Supper on a regular basis. They will not eat of the bread and drink of the fruit of the vine, which Jesus did designate to be used in a way of remembering him. They will not do that on a regular basis, and sometimes are even critical of those who do. It's strange that people will honor his birth and reject his way. Add to the ways that are dictated in the Word of God to guide our worship, and subtract from the commandments that are given. Jesus described this himself in passages like Mark 7, 5 through 9, when he said, "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." He explained what he had in mind as he went on in that passage. And he said, "There are those who will reject the commandments of God in order to carry out their traditions." I think of this verse often as I think about the traditions that are presented at this time of the year, some of which are directly opposed to the facts that are given in the Word of God. For example, the wise men did not come to the stable. They came to visit Jesus not at his birth, but perhaps as much later as a year and a half to 2 years, going by the decree that Herod gave for the death of the boy babies, according, as the Bible says, to the time that the wise men told him that the star appeared. It's interesting to see all the traditions. Tradition is not bad as long as it fits into the guidelines of God's Word. But it's a bit strange, isn't it, that people will honor his birth and reject his way of worship. And then I suggest to you that it is a bit strange that people will honor the birth of Christ and reject his way of life. Over in 1 Peter 2, for example, beginning at about verse 21 and continuing, Peter says that Jesus did no sin and that there was no guile found in his mouth, but that he set an example for us. One of the best descriptions of the life of Jesus, in my opinion, is given in Acts 10:38. A very simple statement: he went about doing good. And yet some of the very people who will honor the birth of Jesus would not take the time to serve the fellow man, would not take the time to go about doing good. And some of the very people who will honor the name of Jesus and his birth will use the same tongue to take the name of Jesus and his Father in vain, at least on other days of the year. It's strange, isn't it, that people want to honor his birth and reject his way? And as we talk about this, there is a tendency, I think, for us to believe that we are talking about someone else. And there are others that come to mind when we say this. But perhaps we need to point the finger at us and really look at our own lives. You and I say that we honor his birth. Do we honor his way of salvation, his way of worship, his way of life? Do we sometimes put off doing that which we ought to do in order to become a Christian, even though we by word of mouth would honor his birth? Do we sometimes fail to be present to worship and really put our hearts into our worship to God at the same time that we honor, or at least say that we honor, his name? And as we go about the activities from Sunday to Sunday and throughout the week, on the job, at school, in our homes, in the community, do we really reach out to let others see Jesus in our lives? Or do we live in such a way that we would have to open our mouths to let people know that we honor his birth, his life, and his death? I think this little poem is outstanding in many ways. Strange, isn't it, that men still today honor his birth and reject his way? Let's live in such a way that we honor the entire life of Christ. And let's live in such a way that that life of Christ can be seen in us. And that others look at us, whether it's December the 25th or June the 2nd or whatever it is during the year, that they see us not only honoring the fact that Jesus let his Son come to this earth to be born, but that he let that Son live an example for us and die on the cross and shed his blood for us. Strange, isn't it, that men still today honor his birth and reject his way? If you know what needs to be done to be a Christian, you understand the teaching of God's word. As a penitent believer, to confess his name and be buried with him in baptism, and you don't do it, aren't you rejecting his way? And if you are a child of God who's not lived as you should, and you have something that needs to be made right in your life, and you know that, you know you need to confess it and ask for forgiveness and prayer, and you don't do it, are you not rejecting his way? Don't reject him anymore, but honor him by trusting him and obeying him as together we stand and sing.